Xerox it. So I'll email it to Ellie, and it'll be posted on the website for those who are inclined to have a source sheet. I only have one copy. Marcel, you could have my one copy. I don't need it. It's okay. Marcel, you could have it. It's a chariot. Who wants it? Who wants the one copy? Okay. Alan's the man. Okay. So, no shortage of topics in Parshas Yisro, especially with the Asaras of Dibros. So I thought that something that I don't think we've discussed in this context of the Thursday night Shurim, we discussed a little bit of Hilchos Kiddush. Of course, the famous Dibra here in Parshas Yisro tells us, Zochor es Yom HaShabbos, the Kadsho, and then of course goes into the whole notion of Sheshes Yamim Tavod, Pasiz Kol Malachecha, Yom HaShvi'i, Shabbat Hashem Elokecha, Osasa Kol Malacha. The most pronounced expression of Hilchos Shabbos is that we don't do Malacha, Atu, Vincha, Vitecha, Avdecha, Vamasecha, Vamtecha, Gercha, Asher B'Sherecha. And why is all that? Ki Sheshes Yamim Asa Hashem Yisrael Meretz, Yom HaShem Yisrael Meretz, Yom HaShvi'i, Al Kain, Ad Khan, the fourth Dibra of the Sars of Dibros. So this notion, this pasuk of Zohar as Yom HaShabbos Lakadcha, what does that mean? What does that entail? So it could mean lots of things. We know that Zohar versus Shomor in the second Dibros represent larger categories of Melachos in general. But specifically, the Gemara in Masechta Psachim on Daf Kuvav Amen Aleph tells us and darshens this pasuk of Zachor that it teaches us Zachrehu al Hayayin. Rashi says this is the makor for the mitzvah of Hilchos Kiddush. Parallel Gemara is the one that's mentioned both in Masechta Brachos and Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and coincidentally enough in Shavuos also Chaf Amud Beis. Two parallel Gemaras that speak about the fact that even though mitzvah station is one grama Kiddush, nevertheless, women are obligated in Kiddush Dvar Torah. So that Lashon, as well as the whole gist of the Gemesa Gemara Masech Pesachim, which darshens our pasuk, certainly gives a strong indication that the mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah Mida Oraisa. This is borne out explicitly by virtually all of the Moni HaMitzvos. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, which is a Kufnun Hei, the Rambam discusses in Mishneh Torah, Kiddush. We'll get back to this quite a few times in the beginning of Perek Chof Tes. Here the Rambam says, the Lashon is, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, HaKadosh is Yom HaShabbos. So, Rambam is obvious, takes this conclusion that it's Doraisa, the Sefer Chinuch, and Mitzvah Lamed Aleph on our Parsha, the Smag, and in fact, the Bir Halacha, in the beginning of the Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, in Shulchan Aruch, where he talks about Hechos Kiddush, so he has a Lashon where he says, it's Doraisa L'chol HaPoskim, according to everyone. So I want to just point out right at the outset that even though this is certainly halacha l'maisa, the quote, correct pshat, it's actually not as universal as the bir halacha, or perhaps our first impression might imply. For starters, a very significant halachic source is the Toras Kohanim. I mean, that's the Medrash. But again, a halachic Medrash, this is from the Tanaim. So there's a famous Toras Kohanim we'll get back to. But the Toras Kohanim in Bechukosai, actually, of all places, Os Gimel, says, Zohar Yom HaShabbos, I might have thought Hava Mina Belev. No, that's Shomor. But Zohar means Shetehei Shone Beficha. Now, what does that mean? Again, in the Medrash, in the Toras Kohanim, this is the Makor for Kiddush. Again, you can't just think about Kiddush, you have to say it. So you think, because the truth is that the classical Mefarshim on the Medrash of the Toras Kohanim, both the Ravid and the Rash Mishantz from the Bali Hatosis, both say that what this means is not actually Kiddush, but rather it's referring to the studying of Hilchos Kiddush, Hilchos Shabbos. So it emerges that at least according to the Toras Kohanim, Zohar is not a mocker for a Kiddush, it's a mocker that you have to study Hilchos Shabbos. Akin to that, yeah. So that's for starters. Again, you could say that's not a contradiction to our Gemara. Our Gemara is its own source. Okay. But it is striking that the Toras Kohanim apparently does not darshan the pasuk that way. I don't think so. Oh, that's what you meant by Bechag?
No, I was wondering, does it mean you're supposed to...
I don't recall specifically, but my instinct was Lav Dafka. In Rishonim, if you will, or in Poskim, so there's one notable exception to everything I said, and that is the Bahag. Often, he's a source of funny shitas. So here, the Bahag is not for what he says, what he doesn't say. The Bahag, in his minyan hamitzvos, never mentions Kiddush. Stark contrast to everybody else. In Hilchos Kiddush, the Bahag does discuss it, and there he says, he quotes the Pasuk and our Gemara, and he adds the phrase of Mikan Samchu Chachamim, that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. So one of the versions of the Bahag is with the Haaretz called the Ben Aryeh. So he says, one answers the other. Apparently you see from the Bahag, whatever the reason is, but he learned our Gemara as only a smachla, only a din derabanan. And since it's only a din derabanan, therefore it was not quoted, lahalacha, that wasn't quoted as a mitzvah. It's interesting, a possible dechiyah for this assumption, again, it would be hard, it's an extreme thing to say, the Bahag, shemok halacha, but the Bahag holds that Kiddush is only derabanan. I mean, it's so shocking. So it's the simple understanding of the Bahag, but there is an alternative understanding. We've had an opportunity to quote in the past a fantastic resource sefer, Rav Yeruchom Fushel Perlau's Biur to the Sefer Mitzvah or Psadja Gaon. For those who don't recall, Psadja Gaon wrote his list of mitzvahs, but unlike others who wrote these large books, Psadja Gaon wrote a poem. And in his poem, if you can decode it, and you might have to decode it, you can figure out what his 613 mitzvahs are. So the one who made this famous was Rav Perlau. From one little poem, he made three volumes. Each volume is as thick, at least as thick as this Chumash. That's from the little poem. So the truth is, the reason is because he had an encyclopedic knowledge. They say that he also, well ahead of his time when it wasn't so common, had a massive library. And he had a tremendous, tremendous bakiyas. So he wrote, not only his best of his ability, even Mavara Rav Sajigon's opinion, but he used it as a springboard to discuss everything else under the sun on given topic X or Y. So it's a tremendous, tremendous resource material. So he has a theory about this Bahag, which I only learned about today. However, I would have liked to have known about it years ago because he connects it what's the word I'm looking for? Without realizing, you know, to himself, what I'm saying is, he doesn't explicitly exhibit a self-awareness that he's being l'shitaso in another relatively famous position of him. Namely, here he says, in this context about Hilchos Kiddush and the Bahag, he says, it's not that the Bahag didn't think that Kiddush is Daraisa. How could you not think that Kiddush is Daraisa? Rather, he didn't count it because he didn't think it was an independent mitzvah. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush? Therefore, he says, the notion is that it's a kium, or it's a prat, in the detail of the further, more dramatic thing that is part of the Dibros. Osasu kol malacha. What does Kiddush have to do with not doing malacha on Shabbos? How do you know, how is it evident that the reason I'm resting and relaxing on Shabbos afternoon is because of Shabbos? Maybe I'm just tired. Maybe I just want to rehabilitate my juices. So says Psajik Furlow, by saying, maybe Makadesh the Yom, that sets a context, that sets a framework through which we can interpret the subsequent behavior. This notion we have in a number of other places. Whenever you have something that could be otherwise misconstrued, sometimes this is discussed in light of Hanukkah candles, there's different contexts where you see poskim sometimes saying that we're dafka doing something so that the second thing we do should not be misinterpreted as being for some selfish reasons, but rather for halachic reasons. When I mentioned before that he connects us to something more well-known, it's something that I've known about and I've been published about, I just didn't know, or else I would have added this as a footnote, which is that he himself, and he mentions this this notion here, has a shita which he mentions as in an earlier volume when it comes to the shita of Berchas HaTorah. Is Berchas HaTorah the Oraisa or not? A Parshas HaZinu topic, if we're ever giving shiurim during Parshas HaZinu. Not likely, but maybe one day. So there, the discussion is as follows. The Gemara Brachos says, Kishem Hashem Ekra V'godol Elokeinu, Brachas HaTorah, Min HaTorah. It's a Beferish Gemara. The problem is that the Rambam does not count Brachas HaTorah in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Ramban jumps all over him and adds that to one of the Minyan HaMitzvos, leading most poskim to assume, even if they're somewhat perplexed, but to assume that the Rambam disagrees and the Rambam holds that Brachas HaTorah only made a Rabbonon. How he gets out of an explicit Gemara, etc., etc., that's the literature. But a notable exception to that whole literature is Rav Perlau. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Aruch HaShulchan said something similar. And that is, Rav Perlau said back when, also, the Brachas HaTorah is Daraisa. Of course the Rambam agrees that. He didn't count it as a separate mitzvah, because it's not its own mitzvah. It's a prat. It's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Rav Perlau here, when he's talking about Hilchos Kiddush, references, he assumes again that it's like a Davar Pasha. He says, just like Brachas Torah, which are not an independent mitzvah, but are prat in Talmud Torah. So it's an interesting aside. But the bottom line is, for here, is that it could be that we have one exception in Rishonim or Poskim, the Bahag. Simple reading is that he denies the Kiddush's Daraisa. But if Perlow's analysis is correct, and it's certainly very highly speculative, if it's correct, then it may be that even Perlow agrees that Kiddush's Daraisa. It should be known, it should be mentioned, that even if this is not the correct pshat in the Bahag, it is a very intriguing notion. This idea that you have to first declare the allegiance to, so to speak, to Shabbos, and that sets a context. He's actually not the only one who said it. If you look in the Chasam Sofer wrote notes on the Shulchan Aruch, which some volumes of Shulchan Aruch have, the Hagos of the Chasam Sofer. So there he also says that the reason that we make Kiddush is, because otherwise, how do we fulfill Kiddush? It's passive. So how do we know that the reason that we're doing it is because it's a mitzvah, not just because we're lazy or we're tired. Therefore, we make Kiddush, because that sets the context for the Shvisa. So, it's the same idea as our Perlow. Perhaps it's what inspired our Perlow. Chassofer predates our Perlow. But he doesn't mention it about the Bahag, but our Perlow borrows this notion about the Bahag. Okay. So, Adkan, we have assumed simple understanding of the Gemara and the Pasuk and most Rishonim that Kiddush is the Araisa. The question is, how do you fulfill Kiddush? What is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah d'oraisa? Almost flat. Not there yet.
It's just warm.
Yeah, well maybe that's it. It's rough. Okay. Coke should be relished. Okay. So there's a number of shitas that about in Poskim. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? There's some very famous ones, and there's some others that are a little bit more esoteric. So let's begin. I don't know if Mikala Kaved is the right adjective, but hopefully a pattern of how I chose this. I'm not presenting these to you in a random order. The first opinion I want to mention is that of the Prima Gaudim. Prima Gaudim says something very controversial. Prima Gaudim says, here in Reish Ayin Aleph, that you can be Yotzei Kiddush al Yidei Hirvur. Hirvur, you think. If you think about Kiddush and Shabbos, you don't have to say a word. Forget drinking, forget holding a cup of wine. How big is the wine? How do you hold the cup? It's easy according to the Prima Gaudim. You just have to think. Some people that would be very difficult, maybe. But otherwise, that could be a very easy way to fulfill the mitzvahs. That's what the Prima Gaudim says. How does the Prima Gaudim know this?
What do you think?
I guess the notion it's Shabbos, and I don't think so. No, there's no nusach, I don't think. Maybe let's. I don't think he says explicitly. Let's just to make it less controversial. Let's even assume that there is a text, and what he's saying is, you know, no. If a guy is mute and he can't speak, so he'll just think the words. It could be that he means even more than that. But let's, to be easy, we'll say that. Okay. So where does he get it from? It sounds shocking. He has a very good raya. Who said that zechira ever means that you have to verbally articulate? We have other mitzvahs of zechira. Zechira's Shabbos is not the only one. So what's a famous one? You guys are great. That's what I was looking for. Zechira's not the only one. Miriam, there's others, but Zechira's Amalek. There's a famous Gemara Masechta Megillah that talks about how he fulfilled the mitzvah Zechira's Amalek. Zachar, what Amalek did to you, says the Gemara, Havamina, it could be with Zechira, with Hirhur, just remembering it. Kamalomar, says the Gemara, Lo Tishkach, it needs to be Bepeh. That it needs to be from a Sefer Torah, which Parsha is even a further Chumra. But says the Prima Gaudim, you see from that Gemara what? That it's only in a Malek where there's a special pasuk of Lo Tishkach that it has to be verbal. It has to be Bapeh. But when it comes to Zechiras Shabbos, Zachar Shabbos Lekacho, you have no other verb, you have no other mitzvah, you just have Zachar. So you see from that Gemara, you saw that Zachar means Belev, Zachar means Hirhur. Sounds like a great Raya, that's the Prima Gaudim. In fact, the Kafachayim Paskin is this way. Yes, how do you fulfill Zechiras Mitzrayim? Maybe it's just be her. Who said that's what you have to do? That's before Yetzias Mitzrayim, first of all. Zechira, which we do every day, so maybe, again, you can do more. The Prima Gaudim wouldn't be against speaking, and maybe that's true for who's, maybe he says that, again, he doesn't talk about Kriya Shema here. Or, you know, Yetzias Mitzrayim. The relationship between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush is something we're going to get to. But you're asking about the other 6 days a week, I understand that. So this Prima Gaudim, despite the cogency of his argument on its face, as I say, is very controversial and is, in fact, other than the Kaf HaChaim, roundly rejected. Two of the most famous discussions who reject this are from the Shagas Aryeh and the Siman Yagimel, as well as in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch on Mitzvah Lamed Aleph is a very famous and fruitful place of discussion on the mitzvah of many of the Lamedisha aspects of Kiddush specifically. So they point out, among other things, that even though this Gemara Megillah is a little bit equivocal, but there is a Ramban in Dvorim who dug up a Sifra, and it's a Sifra also from Bichu Kosai, who says explicitly that it's Dafka the fifth. If you look, this is again a further discussion. The Stei Chemed has a big discussion of this, the Marech HaZayin. But even without all the pilpulim, if you look at the Rambam and the Chinuch, they're all explicit. I read the Rambam before, I stopped one word short. It was deliberate. What does the Rambam say? Mitzvah Zasei Min HaTorah L'Kadosh Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim Shne'emar Zachor Et Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. Chinuch borrows the language as well. So he may be against the Medrash, he's certainly against all the other Rishonim. And I think we'd be very hard pressed to be makel based on the minchas ad naprima garim, but it's worth knowing it's an important shita. Moving along the, I guess if you wanted to say pattern, we're going in the unconventional direction first. Moving along unconventional shitas, you have Rabbi Kiva Eger. Unconventional, but heavy hitters, right? Yes, the title of Rabbi Yosef, you have an unconventional shita by someone you.
Hope he doesn't take your latest.
Not bad. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, famous shita, Alan already mentioned it, that all you need for a kiddush, maybe you need to say something, because, hey, the prima gadim is too far, we're not going that's too far out in the thin part of the ice. But, a little bit closer in, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, a haskara ba'alma, for example, if you'll say, Shabbos Tava, you say good Shabbos, that's his language, you say good Shabbos, you've zachar Shabbos Shabbos, you've been zocha, you've remembered. The truth is that Rav Elezer Fleckels, who's the Baal Tshuva Me'ava, was the chief rav of Prague. He followed the note of Yehuda. So he also paskins this way. Furthermore, there's an interesting Shloha Kadosh, which is quoted by some of the poskim, El Yeraba and the Ber Hetev and the Mishneh Brura and Simon Shin Zayin, where the Shloha Kadosh says that, what do you see from Zohar Tam Shabbos Lakacho? That you shouldn't greet people as usual when you say, as he quotes the Lashon, Tzafra Tava, good morning. But rather, what should you say? Shabbos Tava, you should say good Shabbos. Now, he doesn't say, therefore, that's the most of Kiddush, but the Shloha Kadosh does say that is derived from this Pasuk. So it's not a huge, huge leap. Furthermore, perhaps it's not just Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rav Meir Arik, the great Gaon and Tzaddik, quotes in his Tshuvas Imrei Osher that he suggests that it's not as explicit as he would like it to be, but very close to it, I think, is a Tshuvas HaRashba. And Chelek Dadal of the Tshuvas, the Rashba seems to say, perhaps, that that's a Makor. However, if you look at the Bir Halacha there, the Mishneh Brura quotes the Rabbi Kiva Eger, doesn't quote the other sources I told you, but he does quote the Beis Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he seems to reject it based on, again, the Lashon of the Rambam. Because what is the Lashon of the Rambam? Again, now let's read it even more fully than we have until now. Mitzvah Asei Min HaTorah L'Kadosh Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim Shenemar Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho Kolomar Zachreihu Zachiras Shevach V'Kiddush. There's already a form that's given, already a nusach that's being given, a substance to the comment, to the remembrance in the Rambam Lashon. It's not from any Gemara or an earlier source, it's the Rambam. But the Rambam is, so to speak, putting his stamp, his interpretation on the mitzvah. It's not enough to just say, good Shabbos. You have to have a Lashon of Kiddush, whatever that means, and a Lashon of praise. And therefore, it's hard to imagine, says the Bir Halacha, but just saying to someone, good Shabbos should be sufficient. Yes. Rabbi Franz, you've got this tonight?
Yeah.
Oh! So far, anything new? Did Gottlieb say anything today, or was it right in the back of the Agudah? Yeah?
Still early in the game.
Okay.
Okay. But he said that the bare fact, you never say,
You don't say good Monday. A good Tuesday. A good Friday. Who remembers that in a drusha of mine? This is, you are in my good house forever. You could never do bad in my eyes if you know what I'm referring to. Turn off the tape. I don't know if you would. Okay, only 10 more seconds? The prize goes away forever. You're close, but it's not enough. The likelihood, Yossi, is that you always will not be in my doghouse, so don't worry. But I can't give you the prize.
Was there Rabbi Yaakov
coming in? You're close. But I wanted when that I said it. It's a special Shabbos. My prabha. Oh. Ooh. Not bad. You, Joe, you win. It was my prabha, and it was with Ravaran Soloveitchik. He got out. He was in the hospital for many months, and he was getting out.
It was
near Pesach slash.
That's
a different story from Ravaran Soloveitchik. And the nurse, she wishes a happy Passover to Ravaran, and she says to him, "Now you wish me a good Friday." And he thought, apparently, I don't know if it was in the Mishur Sedin or Mikra Din, but he thought that might be a halachic problem. So he said to her, "I wish you a good Sunday, a good Monday, a good Tuesday, a good Thursday, and I wish you a good Friday." That's the Maisa. Okay, that's the Maisa. So, you'll mention that to my friend. A story and a joke, at least we could add. Okay, good. So that is unconventional Shita number two. We had the Prima Gadim, and now we had Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Number three is the Magen Avraham. We're moving, by the way, this is not my intention, but I noticed that we're moving closer to the middle of the page in the Shulchan Aruch. The topography of the Shulchan Aruch page is getting more centralized as well. The Magen Avraham says the following. Maybe you have to say something, not just enough to think it. And maybe a good Shabbos after davening is also not enough. But what about davening itself? Says the Magen Avraham, just davening is already enough. Because obviously it's a different nusach hatfila than it would be if it would be a Thursday night. So the very fact that you're davening something special already indicates that you're acknowledging Shabbos. This is a very unconventional chiddush. But you know who else seems to make the same assumption? The noted Yehuda. The Rebbe Yehuda in his comments to Shulchan Aruch, which are known as the Dogel Mervava, he has a very famous discussion, which is not a discussion I want to get into now, but the premise of his discussion is presumably that he agrees with the Magen Avraham. Namely, Dogel Mervava famously asks, how is it possible for the man to come home from Shul Friday night and then make Kiddush to be mostly his wife, if she's assuming that she has not yet davened or hasn't davened, Marv, which is certainly not a bad assumption. After all, she's still Mechuyev Midaraisa. And if he's Davin, he's already been Yotzei, how can he as a Darabon and be Moti Daraisa? So I don't want to get into that answer and that discussion, but the point is, it's implicit that he assumes that you were Yotzei through Kiddush, unless you want to say that he was assuming when you said Kachavis to people you were Yotzei. But we want to minimize his Kiddush. Presumably, huh?
Really,
yeah. So presumably he holds like the Magen Avraham as well.
I asked earlier tonight, I had a question. We don't need the Magen Avraham for all this. And
yeah. Because why just
they go the way.
Uh-huh. Interesting. So what are we friends say?
He agrees.
Okay, then neither can I. So this Magen Avraham is made famous by perhaps by most famous by the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch quotes this, the Mishnah Berurah and the Berurah Halacha also quote it, and they reject it, notwithstanding your raya, but they reject it as impossible for two reasons. Let's take each one of them and see if we can perhaps defend the Magen Avraham or not. The first criticism that they levy against the Magen Avraham is very simple. Did you have in mind that you were going to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? You had in mind that you were going to daven. So you didn't have any kavana to be fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's number one.
Could you be, I'd say,
okay, that's fine. But that's question number one. According to question number one, the answer would be yes. But question number two, which is the real dagger.
But you're
Say again?
When you're davening, you need to make a kiddush or you need to be Makadosh Shabbos when you're davening?
The latter. But the point is, so that's why the Magen Avraham says in theory, it's the same thing. So the question is, what's wrong with what the Magen Avraham said? So first possible problem is you don't have in mind to fulfill Kiddush. I, says Dr. Leader, okay, but let's say I did have in mind. So Anachanami. However, they have a second, perhaps even more powerful argument, which is, it goes against the Gemara. The Gemara in Masech L'Psach HaMadav Kuf Yud Zayin said, Darshan Zavosok, that you need to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush to mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's part of Kiddush. So if you look and you look and you look, you won't find Yitzias Mitzrayim in Friday Night Davening. Huh. Okay, so those are the two questions in the Bir Halacha and the Minchas Chinuch.
Also, Mar was a Rishus for such a long time.
You remember, Alan, we did discuss in this forum, perhaps only in a different building, but this forum, the Thursday Night Forum, we discussed Tfilas Arvis Rishus, and we mentioned that's not so possible.
The Tuesday after
I've mentioned it twice, actually. Yes, very good, Shraga. Right, right. You missed the review. Right. But there's no food at that year. So, without a big goal. So we mentioned there that there are Rishonim who hold, that when we say Tzvos Arvus or Shus, it really doesn't mean anything. It really just means Mitzvah Lagabi Chova Kar Le Rishus. It means it's not as Mechuyev, for example, perhaps as of Shachras and Mincha, perhaps in certain extenuating circumstances, if you had to choose, so to speak, so that would be the lesser of two, but not that it's Rishus. So,
Friday night difference.
Maybe. Why? I don't know. So let's take each of these one at a time. So let's go back to the Kavana issue.
Well,
yes, Rabbi.
So what's
the drasha. What's the lomdasha? That's philosophical. That's not for tonight.
What's the drasha?
The Gemara has in Mesafzach, it was from the Lashon of Zachar, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's the Lashon of Zachar. That's called a Zachar and Bach. Yeah. So, for now, let's just call it a Gershon.
These are the two factors.
Again, as I say, what? Yeah, so the question is why? The question is why? The question is why, right? The question is why? The question is why? So this is. Yes, the Rambam in the tour. It's a famous discussion in the tour. Yeah, it was on my mind. It's something I spent some time on it today, but I'm not going to mention it. But. It's being mentioned there, right? The Rambam, right? The Torah says, the Torah is the one. The Torah is, Shabbos is the beginning of the Parshas HaMoadim, and Moadim are the Sefer Tzias Mitzrayim. Right, that's correct, very good. So, the Machzis HaShekel in the Shulchan Aruch, the Machzis HaShekel says the following. He says, listen, even if there's no Kavanah for Kiddush, but you had Kavanah for Tefillah, and that should be sufficient at least to fulfill your Mitzvah Daraisa. Now, what does he mean by this? The Machzis HaShekel, can't accept that on the face value, we just need a little analysis. Masel Shekel apparently means is that in order to hold that you have Kavana, you don't necessarily have to have Kavana for the specific mitzvah, but you have to have Kavanas mitzvah. So here I wasn't just mouthing words, I wasn't practicing, I had Kavana when I said these words for a mitzvah. A different mitzvah, but a mitzvah. The Masel Shekel apparently thinks that that's sufficient. The problem is, we have to just answer, is that the Minchas Chinuch Mamish seems to have a very strong argument, just the opposite. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch says the following. He says, if you were just saying the words, again, not accidentally, intentionally, but for no other purpose, just stop, you're saying the words. So then, says Minchas Chinuch, we would have the Machlokes, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, or Einu Tzrichas Kavana. But, said the Minchas Chinuch, if you were actually having Kavana to daven, it's worse. Even the mandamar mitzvahs ain tzrichas kavana would say you're not yotze because it's like you have almost kavana anti because you have kavana but you're having kavana for something else. If you don't have any kavana, perhaps we can assume some of this is what you meant. But here, when you have specific kavana for something else, how could you be yotze? Says Mechasech, and I'll give you a raya. There's a famous comment of the Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah who talks about being tokeya. You're blowing the shofar. Why? Not for the mitzvah shofar. Chinuch, you're teaching a child. Chinuch, want to show them what they, show and tell, real good learning, like Miss Miriam, how to be a good teacher. So you show the shofar. Says the Ran, you're not yotze. Even according to my domar, mitzvahs ain't shichas kavana. Why? Because you're having kavana for mitzvahs chinuch. And that is so, sir, having kavana for anything else. Says the mitzvahs chinuch, so too here. What's the answer? According to Machzis HaShekel. So I saw a very beautiful, there's a very beautiful sefer, which is, I have two volumes, in Hilchos Shabbos, called Iyunim B'Halacha, somebody, a contemporary Mechaber, from Rav Shlomo Zalman Shmaya. I think he had the third volume as well, perhaps in other halachos. But I have two of the volumes. So there in Simen Chavav, he says you could perhaps distinguish between the two cases. Because when it comes to chinuch, chinuch is a wonderful mitzvah, we love children, but it has nothing to do per se with Mitzvah Shofar. However, Myriv and Kiddush are very connected, because leave aside the mitzvah of Kiddush. Let's assume against the Magen Avraham, for argument's sake, that you're not fulfilling anything in davening. The bottom line is, the whole middle bracha of the Shemona Esrei on Friday night is about Shabbos. So essentially, it's the same theme. So when you have the same, I'm having kavanah for a mitzvah, and it's not stama mitzvah.
It's really two apples. It's not an apples and oranges. It's two apples. Maybe they're different flavors, but they're still two apples. So one apple is a little bit different. One's called tefillah. One apple a little bit different is called kiddush. But even the tefillah apple is mentioned in kiddush. It's mentioned in Shabbos, excuse me, as is the purpose of kiddush. So since they're a common theme, he says, perhaps, that's why the Machzor Shachrit can say, if you have kavanah for tefillah, which is essentially a cousin anyway of kiddush, perhaps that is not contradicted by the Ran. So that could be, if we accept this shtickle from the Machzor Shachrit with a little assist from Shmaya, so then that perhaps could answer up the first taina against the Magen Avraham. What was number two? Number two seems to be more overarching. How do you get out of a Gemara? The Gemara says you need to have Zechir Shishis Mitzrayim. So what did Rabbi Fran say? What's the second thing?
He said you actually you have it there in Bishamru. It's there in
okay.
Okay,
so the first answer is not Rabbi Franz. It's the Bir Halacha.
Bir Halacha, exactly.
But the Bir Halacha says it's dochik. It's very, very dochik. Very, very dochik. So perhaps the answer is as follows. I'm going to write this. And that is, I saw the following very beautiful chiddush. Again, very interesting chiddush. Also, a contemporary sefer. I've quoted this, I think, once or twice before, called Be'ikvei Minchas Chinuch by Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein. He's a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. His brother is Rabbi Gershon Edelstein. He's one of the Rosh Hashivas at Ponovich. Very famous rabbinic family. I think their father was a prominent Rosh Hashiva. Anyway, he has this sefer, and he wants to suggest the following. He says, listen, this halacha, you asked before, what's in theory the connection? It's not just what's the connection to Yisus Shem Shabbos. The Gemara, Sachem Kovav, doesn't mention a thing. Why is it 11 blot later? Plus, even though some of the other Rishonim mention it, the Chinuch actually does not mention that requirement. So he wants to suggest the following Kiddush. And that is that maybe this notion of Kiddush mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim is not so much a halacha in Kiddush as it is a halacha in Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Namely, that there's maybe a mitzvah every day of the week, but the mitzvah of Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos is to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in connection with Shabbos. Min HaTorah, it could be mentioned any time really, but I mean really only one time, and it's the Chachamim who Dafka said it should be part of Kiddush. That's the Gemara Dafka Kuf Yud Zayin. And that's why he says, for example, that the Chinuch never quotes it, because it's not a mitzvah in Kiddush per se. It's part of the mitzvah of Zechiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim that it should be as part of Kiddush. And if that's the case, so perhaps again, the Magen Avraham may be just saying that you fulfill your the Oraisa mitzvah in Tefillah. You don't necessarily fulfill, what about, we said Zechiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim, so you still have to worry about that. But that's nothing to do with the Kiddush per se. Perhaps that is a separate halacha of this case. A very creative answer. I'm not convinced per se necessarily that it's correct, but a very, very intriguing one. Again, this Magen Avraham, again, notwithstanding Uriah, with all the respect, I think it's dochok, and we certainly would not try if we couldn't to rely on that lamaisa.
He did bring up the Kolbo has the nusach of Magen Avos, which is right afterwards. He has
can you sing it for us, Alan?
Hmm?
You going to sing it for us? Okay. Interesting. Yeah, there is. I want you to know. I didn't have a chance to look at it today, but I know that in the Masas Levi on this part, they have the Eftar from Rav Ruderman. I know. Maybe that's where you got it from. I don't know. Okay. So let's get to now. So those are the unconventional shitas. Let's get to some of the more conventional shitas. Right, we're saying Kiddush, we have the Nusach, right, we've all been brought up with it, so let's go to that. I don't want to get into the beer HaKiddush, certainly what to talk about there, but let's stay more now on the broader question. So now, the rest of the Machlokas, I should say, is really not so much, I got a glare, I can't see the clock, that's bad for you guys. Okay. They messed me up there with that. They used to put the atomic clock there so I could see it. Big mistake. No, I'm fine. Okay. So the big issue now with the Rishonim, and now that we've gotten rid of, so to speak, these unconventional shitas, is the relationship between Kiddush and the wine, or the grape juice. A different topic, but... Namely, to what extent does Kiddush really need Kiddush? To what extent does Kiddush need the wine or not? And here you have basically three shitos in Rishonim. That will round out our six basic shitos on Kiddush. The most, I think, perhaps the most well-known one, or the perhaps, I think, the one that, which I would assume is probably correct, Lamaisa, is that of the Rambam. Rambam and Tosfos and Psachim in one day, and that is that, what was the Lashon of the Rambam? Kiddush bidvarim. That the essence of Kiddush is the words that you say. It's only a midrabbanan. In addition, that it's more regal, it's like a toast. We toast Shabbos, Chazal. He added, it's nicer to say something. Ein, what is it? What's the Chazal? Ein shir el aliyayin. Right, you praise Hashem, you have a cup of wine, you toast Shabbos. But that's not the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah of Kiddush is to toast, as the Rambam said, B'dvarim shel shevach v'kiddush. Huh? Right, well, no, whether it's kovod or oneg, that's a discussion. That's actually the Rambam in the next parak. But, that's again, the essence of the mitzvah of Kiddush, that the araisa, says the Rambam, that the araisa is B'dvarim. Correct, that's an atmatzah, exactly. Says the, if you look at the chinuch, who parrots essentially that lashon, so the minchas chinuch says, oh, you see, this chinuch also holds like the Rambam and Tosfos, that the words are the daraisa, and the kiddush, the wine, is only the rabbanon. Who disagrees with that? So Tosfos themselves have a second daya, which says that no, making kiddush al hayayin, that's the drasha of the Gemara, that's the araisa. Furthermore, and those two Gemaras that we mentioned in Shavuos and in Brachos about women being obligated in Kiddush, on both of those Gemaras, when Rashi tells you the drasha that's being referred to about Kiddush, Rashi specifically mentions the word Zachreyu al Hayayin. And it's on that which the Gemara was saying that women are obligated in Midvar Torah. Which sounds like the Poskim say that Rashi also holds like this opinion in Tosfos, that saying Kiddush al Hayayin is the Araisa. However, even this is not the most extreme. The final extreme Shita, which may or may not be, here's a question of identification. We're not sure necessarily who wrote what's called Rashi on the Sechas Nazir. So if you look in some posting, they will refer to Rashi on Nazir. Others, a bit more perhaps scholarly inclined, will call it the Mefarish on Nazir. So the Mefarish on Nazir on Daf Hei goes further. It's not just that the Daraisa is to say the Kiddush holding Al Hayayin, but part of the mitzvah is to drink the wine. That's why, for example, he says, when it comes to a nazir, right? A nazir, even when they are not allowed to drink wine, that doesn't contradict, right? It can't contradict the mitzvah. So the Rashi says, oh, the nazir could drink the wine of Kiddush, because that is part of the araisa. That is, I say, rounding out those shitas. I want to mention, we'll have a few minutes left, even if I can't say exactly how many, one more topic. An interesting topic, which perhaps may have two or three nafkaminas. And that is, what is the nature? What are we doing when we have Kiddush?
And everybody hold another can drink Kiddush?
I didn't say that. So that's what that Rashi says, if I'm not mistaken. Rashi, or whoever, the Mefarish, I should say. Look at the Mefarish, look at Nazir, Dabdal, Amr Aleph. So, the truth is, if we're not biased by the understanding of the simple translation of the words that we think Kiddush means, let's think about that as objectively as we can. What, without any preconceived notions, what is the mitzvah? What are we trying to do when we make Kiddush? The truth is, I think we have really two different notions in Rishonim. If you look at the Ramban on our Parsha, the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Tur in his Perish Al HaTorah, and others, they all make a comparison between what we're doing on Shabbos when we make Kiddush and what Bezdin does when they're Mekadesh, the Yovel, or as some even say, we Mekadesh, the Chodesh. Namely, that we are, Shuto Kamashmo, being Mekadesh. Now what does that mean? Some of those Kedushos, especially Shabbos, is innate. It's not like the months in the year. Shabbos is innate. So, that's where the Das Lekanim about the Paliatosis on our parasha said, well, even so, by us pronouncing it, Kain, what a Bezdin would do, we're adding a level of Kedusha. We're pronouncing, declaring, proclaiming the Kiddush, the sanctity of the Yom HaShabbos. Good. That's, I think, the closest understanding to the simple understanding of the words. So tell me if you hear any of that in the Rambam. What does it mean? Zachareihu zachira shevach v'kiddush. Zachareihu v'knisaso u'b'tziyaso k'nisaso v'kiddush hayom u'b'tziyaso v'havdala. The Rambam doesn't say anything like that. We're not pronouncing, we're not declaring, nothing to do that at all. Rather, we are praising Shabbos. Don't be swayed, don't be confused by the word term Kiddush. We're not being Mekadesh. What do you mean Mekadesh? Hashem was Mekadesh or Shabbos. We are praising, acknowledging Shabbos. So, let me give you a few examples, I think, which could tease out the practical difference between these two perspectives. The Gemara Masech HaShabbos, a very famous Gemara, Daf Kuf Yutes, talks about the Chazal who used to run out into the fields and welcome Shabbos with great enthusiasm, Bo'i Kala, Bo'i Kala. What is the fulfillment? What is that? It's a Din in Karbach. What is that? So the answer is the Rishonim discuss it. And they have two different perspectives. If you look at the aforementioned Shuvas HaRashba, it was the Ramban in the beginning of his comments on our Pasuk, all seem to tie that notion in, as funny as it sounds, that running out to greet Shabbos is a kiyum of Kiddush. It's a kiyum, again, in the sense of Kiddush. Why? Because we're being Mekadesh Shabbos. Bo'i kala, bo'i kala. It's a fulfillment of Kiddush, Zechreihu b'knisaso. However, if you look at the Rambam, both note what he says and where he says it. Hilchos Kiddush is in Perek Chof Tes. In Perek Chof, the one that Marcel was alluding to before, Rambam there discusses that there were four mitzvahs categories on Shabbos. Two d'araisa, zachar v'shamor, and two d'rabbanon, kavod v'oneg. And in that context, the Rambam there in the beginning of Perek Lamed elaborates on what the two themes are. We know what zachar and shamor are, that's famous. What's kavod and oneg? D'rabbanon mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, Mechavot Shabbos, she'ilbash ksus nekiyo, you should dress nicely. Le'yam abash achol, kam abash Shabbos, very important halacha, which unfortunately a lot of people are not nizarin. You have to wear special clothing on Shabbos, even if it talks about what if you don't have enough clothing, etc. Where did I go? I'm sorry. Well, that's important too. I read it accidentally, but I don't apologize. At the end of halacha base, excuse me. He's talking at Ezel Hu Kobo Chamar Chachamim, and he says, again, you have to shower, also important halacha, you have to shower, you have to have this, that, and the other, and then, V'chachamim harishonim, hayu makabsin talmideihem, be'arav Shabbos, umas'atin v'omrim, bo'u v'neitze likra Shabbos ha'melech. Says the Rambam, this welcoming Shabbos is a kiyum of Kobo Shabbos. Not just that he called, it's not just that it's in this halacha, it's also that it's in this perek. Very different than the Ramban and the Rashba. I think perhaps this is dependent on the machlokas that we mentioned beforehand. Namely, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, Kiddush is like this yovel, this type of this hakdasha, this declaration. And therefore, when do you pronounce something as Mekudosh? At the beginning. And in fact, if you want to really be zohar, you want to go out as early as possible with great anticipation so that moment that Shabbos comes, you're pronouncing it as being Mekudosh. As opposed to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, you're not doing anything like that. It's supposed to be Mishabash Shabbos. It's a lot dafka that has to be at the first moment. In fact, it's interesting, parenthetically, some Achronim tie this into the fact that perhaps next year, Yisro, or some other time, the Rambam is famous, he has a shita, he appears to deny the concept of Tosefa Shabbos. Yet, even the Rambam holds that in certain contexts you're allowed to make Kiddush Mivod Yom. What does that mean? It's like Shabbos yet, according to the Rambam. So the notion of, but I don't want to get into that now, but it is mentioned in connection with this. What is this notion of Davka making Kiddush at the earliest moment of Shabbos is actually not in the Shittas of Rambam. And it makes sense, because if he held that we're being Mekadeshit, Mekadeshin, so that has to be the beginning. But that's what the Rambam holds. Okay, let me mention quickly two more things. Number one, the Rambam talks about the halacha that, what about the morning Kiddush? The morning Kiddush is only Mir Rabbanon. What's the nature of the morning Kiddush? So the Rambam says at the end of, in the middle, excuse me, of Perek of Tes Halacha Yud, the morning Kiddush is similar to the evening Kiddush, and therefore, unfortunately, there's an Isra Achila beforehand. You can't eat before you've made Kiddush, even on Shabbos, just like not supposed to eat before you make Kiddush on Friday night. Why? Says the Ranim Sochim, says the Ran, he quotes the Rambam. He says, well, the morning Kiddush is like a Shabbat, Friday night Kiddush is Zecher Shabbos, and Shabbos morning Kiddush is Zecher Friday night Kiddush. Because that's the halacha of Kiddush. That's the halacha of Kiddush. In general, we happen to have a mitzvah, we have a concept in general that you're not supposed to make, you know, we have this by Chanukah sometimes, you see this by Ma'ariv, Sfiras Omer, right, not eating before a mitzvah. But if I'm not mistaken, I think there's even a more special urgency when it comes to Chas Kiddush. But it's not so posh that you should have assumed that it should apply Shabbos morning. Many years of my life, I didn't want to assume that it was applied Shabbos morning. Bochheim's Bakeries. Okay. Anyway, it wasn't the kid. This is anyway. However, if you look at many of the Rishonim on Pesachim, on Hilchos Kiddush, on this Gemara, there's some of the Meiri. That's a well known. But there's two Rishonim that are unique to Masechet Pesachim. Rabbeinu David, Bonfil, that's from Provence, and the Maram Chalava, who was the Talmud of the Ramban. They both have Chiddush on Masechet Pesachim, and they all say, including the Meiri, and they all disagree with this Rambam. They hold that the purpose of Kiddush is not somehow to commemorate the Kiddush at night, it's to Mekadosh the day. You Mekadosh the day on Shabbos morning, just like Kiddush HaChodesh, and they mention that analogy again to Kiddush HaChodesh. And obviously that isn't done in the middle after having been done already at night. I'm sorry. They say as follows, listen, how could that be? After all, the purpose of Kiddush is to be like the Rambam, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'll take it back. The Rambam says Kiddush during the day is essentially the same thing as Kiddush at night, which is why there would be an Isra Ti'ima also during the day. Say these Rishonim. That can't be, because the whole purpose of Kiddush is Kain, Kiddush HaChodesh, we're proclaiming Shabbos. So that makes sense at the beginning of Shabbos. And you already did it already the night before. So what's the point of having Kiddush then Shabbos day? So I have a different Kiddush, namely that we want to be Kovei at lunch Al Hayayin. But a kovei at lunch, it makes it more of a dignified Shabbos like a meal to have that, so to speak, al hayayin or al kiddush. So here you see mamash beferish in their words, l'shitaso, the Rambam will hold that it's this notion of just being mekadesh in the sense of sipur, acknowledging Shabbos, so that you can do during the day as much as during the night. But if it's the idea of declaring Shabbos, so then it didn't make any sense. Last issue. A comment that the Tur makes. The Tur says in Reish Ayin Aleph that when you should come home Friday night as quickly as possible. Right? The rabbi is the greatest violator of this halacha. Not just this rabbi, I think. Kimat al Rabbanim. Right? You should go home as quickly as possible. And, my saving grace, at least from when you get home, you should make Kiddush as soon as possible. You shouldn't waste time. The Bach says that what's the mocker for this? Because on the Gemara of Lakacho, both Rashi, or whoever that is there in Pesachim, and Rashbam, say that it is Lakacho, they say, at the start of Shabbos. However, if you look in the Rambam, Sai Perek Choftez, Perek Lamed, the Rambam never mentions this halacha. Again, it's possible that this is the Torah in the Rambam Lushitaso. The Torah holds consistently, like the Ramban, that Kiddush is proclaiming Shabbos, so you got to do it as quickly as possible. If you're not going to be like those Lachamim who ran out in the fields before Shabbos to get there at the first moment, but then get there as soon as possible, time's a wasting. But according to the Rambam, there's no urgency per se of Kiddush at the earliest possible moment, because it has nothing to do with what Kiddush is. Kiddush is this Sipur B'Shvach of the day. And a good Kiddush and Shabbos for everybody. Next.